live.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here tonight with a little bit of good news. From time to time, this stuff happens, good stuff. And
regarding the government, there's also good news in the world.
Right. Well, that much is true. Regarding the state of freedom, how about that?
Okay.
In this particular case, it has to do with the internet's freedom, which is extra good because we want to make sure the internet stays as free as possible. In that, if they take away freedom from the internet, then that will hinder what it is that people like us are trying to do, and that, of course, is get our message out there and bring people to the message of freedom. So let's talk about COPPA. COPPA, the Child Online Protection Act.
Okay.
A federal appeals court, this according to the First Amendment Center, agreed yesterday, and this was actually the 23rd, with a lower court ruling that struck down as unconstitutional a 1998 law intended to protect children from sexual material and other objectionable content on the internet. The decision by the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia is the latest twist in a decade-long battle over the Child Online Protection Act, or COPPA. The fight has already reached the Supreme Court and could be headed back there. The law, which has not taken effect, would bar websites from making harmful content available to minors over the internet. The act was passed in 1998, the year after the Supreme Court ruled that another law intended to protect children from explicit material online, the Communications Decency Act, was unconstitutional in the landmark case Reno versus ACLU. The ACLU challenged the 1998 law on behalf of a coalition of writers, artists, health educators, and the publisher Salon Media Group. Their attorney argued that Congress has been trying to restrict speech on the internet far more than it can restrict speech in books and magazines. But he said the rules should be the same. I would say there should be no rules. Indeed, COPPA would effectively force all websites to provide only family-friendly content because it is not feasible to lock children out of sites that are lawful for adults, said John Morris, the counsel for the Center for Democracy and Technology. In its ruling yesterday in ACLU versus Mukasey, the federal appeals court concluded that COPPA is unconstitutionally overbroad and vague. The unanimous three-judge panel also ruled that the law violates the First Amendment because filtering technologies and other parental control tools offer a less restrictive way to protect children from inappropriate content online.
Congress shall make no law. What part of that don't you understand? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. None. No law.
Morris argued that filters also provide a
These guys should be fired.
Well, wait.
Whatever Congress critters put this together.
Well, it was 10 years ago. Most of them are probably, gone.
They should have been fired the day they voted for it.
Yeah, but it never works that way, though. They can pass as many laws as they want to, and then eventually down the line, some of them get turned over in the court system, and the ones that get turned over, the lawmakers that have to do with actually passing that law have absolutely no responsibility whatsoever for passing it. So this is one of the reasons why government grows consistently, because there are no checks and balances.
No real checks and balances. That's correct.
Morris argued, for its part, the Justice Department said it would review the ruling before deciding its next step. I guess that means they're considering appealing, because it's the Justice Department that wants this so they can go and arrest a bunch of people for putting naughty things online. We're disappointed, they said, the Court of Appeals struck down a congressional statute designed to protect our children from exposure to sexually explicit materials on the internet. Now, interestingly, COPPA has never been enforced. The U.S. Supreme Court twice upheld preliminary injunctions that prevented the government from enforcing the law until a trial to determine the act's constitutionality could be held. It has been held, and it has been found unconstitutional. So, a little bit of good news. But that's not going to stop the next assault on whenever they decide to pass some new law. Remember, they said this was their critique here was that it was overbroad and vague. So maybe if they're a little more specific with what it is they're targeting, you know, like gambling sites or porn sites or bomb-making information, that sort of, you know, the things they don't really like, the information they don't want you to have.
You know, and
maybe if they target it specifically, they'll get away with
it. I understand why they don't want that stuff, you know, especially bomb-making. It disturbs me. And, you know, I understand they don't want kids looking at pornographic sites. I don't want kids looking at pornographic sites. However, the reason that the people, the states of the union accepted the Constitution was because of the Bill of Rights. They wouldn't accept it otherwise, and the you know, they wouldn't have gotten rid of the Articles of Confederation. So the Constitution are the rules that we work by, and the rules say
the rules that they work by, actually.
Understood. The Congress shall make no rule, make no law respecting the establishment of religion or abridging the freedom of speech.
You can read it over and over again, but they'll just keep making the laws.
No law.
But they'll keep doing it anyway,
right.
Because there's
well,
no punishment.
Well, they didn't have porn back then, so...
In 1998?
No, well, this
I
is...
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, in the
1700s. And I was referring to the 1700s.
I don't know. They probably
they
had some naughty...
They had something.
Like,
I mean...
Daguerreotype, isn't that...
No. There was no daguerreotype. You're talking... That's like Civil War era.
Okay.
I think...
They had drawings like that.
Yeah.
They had writing, too.
As long as there was charcoal and a place to draw, some guy drew a naked lady.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah. I think that likely they weren't... likely they violated that law right away. You know, just as soon as they could, they found... If they found somebody who was drawing naughty pictures and distributing them, you can believe that they violated their own law in 1789 or whatever it was. I'm sure they did. But that's what the law says. That's what the highest law in the land says.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens if they actually do decide to crack down on freedom of speech on the Internet. Certainly there are indicators that suggest that that is indeed what many people in government want to do. As you saw in this story or heard in this story, the Justice Department very upset that COPPA was overturned, which just means that they're sending their little bureaucrats who design laws and stuff. Because remember, most of the time, the actual so-called lawmakers don't really even write the laws themselves.
You heard about that?
It's in many cases administrative bureaucrats that do that, like the lawyers that they essentially hire for their bureaucracies to expand their bureaucracy. And so they're going to bring, you know, some new piece of legislation to the table. It's going to be more specifically targeting pornography and stuff like that. And they're going to get away with it. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Internet responds to that, because the people on the Internet don't really like the idea of being regulated. They don't like the idea. But
they seem to have taken the whole gambling thing in the United States pretty well.
Well, exactly.
I'm sure it'll be interesting. You can gamble online. It just takes a little more work.
You have to jump through some hoops. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much compliance there is. I think that there will be mostly compliance, and that's what we see in the regular business world, and we're starting to see it more on the Internet. But if they didn't comply, and it's easier to not comply on the Internet, you know, move your operations overseas or something like that, therefore you could still have your customers accessing your website, but you yourself would not necessarily hold that liability, mm-hmm. and certainly the U.S. government people could not be kicking in your door to arrest you. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of things come out of that, although I hope that we never see that day. It certainly seems like we're going in that direction. It took them 10 years to figure this out.
That's what they want. There's no doubt. They want more rules, and they want the people to pay more taxes, more fines, more fees.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And to think, even for a moment to think, that passing some piece of legislation, some words on paper, is going to prevent children from seeing pornography on the Internet? You've got to be living in some kind of a bizarre fantasy world.
And if they don't see it on the Internet, they're going to see it in magazines and on videotapes, and that's always been around.
I saw pornography, some friends managed to get some older brothers or something, some pornographic magazines, mm-hmm. and we went in the fort and looked at it. It was before I could ride a bicycle.
Yeah. Yep, so you're never going to stop it.
Now, at that time, in, you're talking the 70s, what they called pornography, you know, what would have been considered, now is just the stuff you'd see in Playboy. I mean, it's just really, it's just naked women and not terribly naked.
Softcore, as it is called.
I guess.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk stop signs, whatever it is you want to discuss. Don's on the line. We'll get to him and your calls as well. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
live, you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the bulletin board system, over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to look at there on the BBS. Go and enjoy it for free. And get interactive. That, again, is bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls. Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing up yonder?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Anyways, I called in yesterday about my, you know, thing about the car and all that, which you guys received, and, you know, the house and all that, you know, for tax.
The idea, we were talking about how to essentially get real, so-called real ownership of your house. I believe I own my house, but you say, Don, that I actually don't, that the paperwork that I need is in the possession of the government bureaucrats, and you said that I needed to go and turn the deed to my home into the government bureaucrats, which sounds kind of scary to me. And is that what you wanted to comment on tonight?
Well, yeah, like I said on the paperwork, I'd love to give my phone number if you want to call me, fine. If not, fine again. The other thing is, whenever you do all that stuff, you know, by the way, the other thing I really wanted to ask you is, since you obviously read it, is do you agree with it or
oh,
you know,
I have no idea.
Car,
I don't know what to believe, Don.
Yeah, like I'm dubious that you know that the government's ever going to let anyone not pay taxes.
Right. It seems hard to believe that I could just walk right into the registrar's office or whoever they are, hand my deed over to them, and then have them just go, you know, poof, your obligations are gone.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't believe I have obligations.
And I've read some of the laws on property taxes because I, you know, was filing a lawsuit on it. And basically, you know, here in New Hampshire, they have the right, you know, and I'm sure that they have, you know, they have the terminology made up. You know, I'm sure you could combat the terminology that they use, but they essentially, the legislature has given the towns the right, if a town could have a right, to tax everybody who has property in that town. And I it's difficult for me to imagine, especially with my relationship with the one bureaucrat that works in my town, that they're just going to allow me to stop paying taxes. I know what would happen if I just stopped paying taxes without doing what you've said to do. And I don't know. I'm just it leaves me scared and skeptical.
Well, I understand it. I mean, you know, like I said, that's why I sent you the thing about the car, and I have the supporting evidence to prove the point. You know, and oh, by the way, if I was you guys, everyone would love to know how to make a few million bucks off their car if done correctly. I would
a few million bucks
put that on there on your website.
A few million, you make a few million bucks off your car? What does that mean, Don?
In other words, by buying the thing outright and never registering it.
How does
that? I mean, it ain't going to be easy. That's obvious because the government won't allow it. But
you
will win.
Oh, you're saying like, let me see if I'm following you. You're saying that you would buy your car outright, to where you then own the manufacturer's certificate of origin, which is this supposed certificate that the government takes if you don't buy the car with cash. You finance it. The government takes this certificate, puts it on microfilm, destroys the original certificate, and then issues you a certificate of title in return for it. Essentially, they legally are claiming to own the car. This is my understanding of what I believe you were suggesting. And then that if they came and if you had this so-called certificate of origin and they still, you know, for instance, took your freedom away from you or took your car away from you, you're suggesting you could then sue them as a result of that and be awarded millions of dollars? Is that your suggestion?
Well, what will happen is obviously you're going to end up in court. You're then going to sue the officer or whomever it was, and the city for whomever he wins, you know, works for, and you will then win.
How do you know you'll win, Don?
Pardon?
I mean, Mark, you were about ready to sue the town that you live in, and they came back to tell you that if you lost, you would then have to pay the attorney's fee for the town attorney, and you're going into a courtroom where your enemy, the people you're suing, is sitting in judgment of the case. So how on earth can you be so positive that they would rule in your favor?
Well, I mean, you're going to appeal it. You're going to do whatever, as you know, the evidence which I mailed you which says that, you know, next to the Supreme Court, Pennsylvania at least, you can't go any further. I mean, you're SOL.
Now, have you done this stuff, Don? I mean, I guess that's the one thing that would make me feel better is if I had seen somebody do it.
Yeah, I certainly.
Like I pointed out, you will never see it, but I'll give you this. I got 10 years of where the county's still trying to get my mobile home, and they don't have a title to my mobile home.
Because you own it outright, you have the manufacturer's certificate of origin?
Yes, I do.
So this is what, and the other point you made, I think, in your paperwork, Don, was that, and by the way, just please, everybody listening, don't send a bunch of paperwork, because we really don't have time to look at most of it. I looked at Don's because it, you know, it caught my attention.
Yeah,
it was,
well, he had mentioned that he was going to send it.
Yeah. And so in your paperwork, you say the reason that no one can ever tell stories about this is because when they get their settlement, if they're successful in suing for the government infringing on their freedoms, taking their property or taking their freedom and locking them in a cell, whatever the reason they're suing, the government specifies as the terms of the settlement that you not talk about it. Isn't that right?
Yes. Look at O.J. Simpson. Look at any settlement in your local newspaper. It will say, okay, Ian versus whoever, terms are dismissed, and you won. We don't know what you won. We don't know what went on. But you won.
Yeah, and what is also interesting, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, who we've had on the show quite a bit recently, on some of the comments on his videos, or maybe it wasn't a comment, maybe it was somebody that sent him mail. I think it was an email that someone sent to him talking about basically similar things to what you were saying, Don, and it wasn't you. I'm pretty sure it was not you that did this.
Unless he lives in Louisiana.
This guy was saying basically the same thing, was that he's done this before. He's gone into the court, and he has sued them for what they've done to him, and he has won, but he can't talk about it because of the terms of the settlement. So I really do wonder how often this actually goes on out there, and everybody's all hush-hush about
it. It's intriguing.
And if
let's put it this way. Ignorance is bliss, all right? I mean, if you don't know about it, neither will anyone else, and I'm sure if I'm going to get $100,000 and the state says you open up your mouth, you're not going to open up your mouth.
How about
therefore,
this one,
you're not going to say anything.
Here's a question for you. I've got a situation here, and if you go to freekeen.com, you can read more about it. But in essence, I have asked a bunch of questions of the bureaucrats here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. I've asked them a bunch of questions about property taxes and gave them a certain amount of time in order to answer those questions. In the meantime, I gave them a check that actually had a note on it that specified they could not deposit the check until they answered the questions and provided the evidence that I was looking for. And the evidence, of course, was the contract that shows that I owe, supposedly shows that I owe property taxes. Well, they haven't answered the questions, and they cashed the check anyway. And they've got until August 15th to answer those questions. So do you think that's something that I could sue them on and then possibly get one of these secret settlements that you're talking about?
No, because it's already registered, and you've already lost.
Interesting.
Once
so this
it,
has
once,
to do with the status of the
registered
property. We'll have to continue this discussion another time. Don, thank you as always for the call. Interesting and intriguing, I must say. I hope somebody goes and gives this a try. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Don needs to move here.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got an entire year, an entire year's worth of archives for free on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI. They don't suck. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, SACL CAI. We do like SACL. In fact, the owner of the company or the... Is he the owner?
Yeah, one What's of the principals. Appropriate?
Okay, the principal of the company, Jason Osborne, in the chat room at the moment. The chat room's actually bringing up something, something we can talk about real quick here before we get right back to Dave Ridley, who's on the line here.
Good.
Did you hear about this Sonny Landham character?
No.
Okay, Sonny Landham was in the movie Predator. He was He was one of the last guys to die, the Indian dude.
Yeah. He stuck his tomahawk in his mouth in the last couple week or so. Yeah.
You did hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, once you had said the name, it took me a minute.
He's running as, you know, the news broke several weeks ago that, oh boy, another actor from Predators running for political office.
And that part I considered good news. He was running as a libertarian. Yeah, I consider that good news.
Right,
and here's the mistake, once again, for me even using that word.
I don't have the quote in front of me here because it was just so despicable what he said, but he basically said he hates
sand shoveling camel jockeys or something like that.
And he wants to blow them all up.
Nice.
So real libertarian there. You know, the quality of the libertarian candidates is on the upswing, huh? It's just pathetic.
Yeah. You know, a libertarian doesn't want to get involved in, you know, foreign confrontations because that just increases the size of the government. War
sure
is the health of the state.
Exactly.
And a libertarian should be, as far as I can tell, against the state. This is the reason why I'm simply not using the word anymore. Not in reference to myself or a group of we. You know,
yep.
Them, I'll use it. We, I won't.
Just more reason to stay the hell away from it. We continue. So pro-liberty. We like pro-liberty.
Yeah,
that's good. Voluntarist. I like that. Free marketeer. That one's good, too. But I have to say I'm leaning more toward voluntarist these days.
I like free marketeer just because people think you invented the word.
I like both. Voluntarist, free marketeer.
I'm not using any of those to describe myself.
All right. Let's go to Dave. Dave from the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. It's been a while, Dave. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, I had a minor scoop for you here, and you have to bear with me because I've got a problem with my phone. I'm not going to be able to hear you very well while I'm talking. So if you interrupt
sound
me
great.
And I keep talking, that's why.
All right, go ahead.
But anyway, the jailed Elaine Brown supporter, Reno Gonzalez.
Yeah.
There's some news about him. I interviewed him from his jail the other day. He's jailed in New Hampshire and discovered that apparently he says the feds have threatened to charge him with jury tampering for informing his jury of its right to nullify.
Yeah. Oh, so he actually said something in front of the jury?
Right.
Yeah, and that was in the papers at the time back in, I think, in 07 when he was tried, or maybe early 08.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was early 08 where he said to the jury as they walked away to deliberate his fate, he said five words, and this is a quote, "Jury nullification is your right."
Wow. That
and
doesn't even say anything.
Yeah, that doesn't even describe describe what jury nullification is to them. I did see this. You put out a Ridley report basically outlining this too, and I happened to see that and I found it very interesting. I also the incident there and petitioning in front of the Manchester whatever government building with the government officials telling you, you know, you're not allowed to talk to our employees. That was very interesting too.
Oh yeah, and then sicking the cops on him. You can see all that video over at RidleyReport.com. But you're saying they're now charging him, or they are allegedly going to charge him?
That's correct. And by the way, with regard to the city, most city employees would never do something like that. In Manchester, it was sort of a quasi-governmental, I think, person that did it. But anyway, the thing that he said that they have threatened to charge him with it, and he says he's actually glad that they're threatening to charge him with it because he says it will get, you know, more publicity for the whole issue of jury nullification.
Sure, that much is the case. And, you know, they're already looking at throwing him in a prison cell for allegedly providing assistance to two so-called tax evaders.
Never hurting anyone.
Right. And so, you know, he may be going to jail for a few years. What's this going to add on to it? What's the worst that could happen from this?
I don't know. I'm no legal expert.
Yeah.
Don't claim to understand the system. But I do know that the people that are holding him, the federal government, is the institution that shipped weapons to Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. And that makes it very hypocritical for them to hold him because he shipped allegedly a weapon to Ed Brown.
Well, they don't hold themselves to the same standards, of course, Dave, but it is an excellent observation. Now, if they actually charge him with this, does that mean he gets another jury trial for the issue of jury tampering?
I would guess that, yeah, of course, I think there are other charges they're looking at, you know, threatening him with. I haven't gone through all the interview yet to remember exactly what it all was, but that was the one that really stood out in my mind. They've now, of course, they dropped some charges against him. He, you know, after he stood up for himself in there like that, and the jury kind of, you know, I guess kind of got it to a certain extent. The Fed started kind of backing off of him, but, it was very risky for him to do this, and probably he'll pay a price for it.
Now, so it happened in 07, you said. What was the result? I mean, I don't remember what happened with
Reno. Yeah, did they nullify?
Yeah.
Well, he was arrested in 07. The trial was in earlier this year, and they hung on certain charges. There was a mistrial, basically, on certain charges. They did find him guilty on some charges.
So what's his – he hasn't yet been sentenced then?
Correct. Sentencing was supposed to be in September, of course, you know, the trial, like I said, was early this year, and they're gonna have sentencing in September. That's crazy, isn't
that's
it? They've done
time.
That to all four of the Brown supporters who were arrested.
Wow. Well, the wheels of justice, real speedy here in America. Best system in the world.
Well,
the best justice system
says,
in the world.
What that says to me is that they probably won't get very heavy sentences because, you know, they're just going to get, you know. Like,
time served.
They get more time served that way.
Well, I don't know. The maximum sentences that they could serve in some cases, some of these four, would be like up to 50 years. I think Reno's max was 120 before
My
the
goodness.
Trial, from what I heard.
before his trial, but now he's been hung on quite a few
still,
charges.
Still, though, I mean, they want to make a an example out of these people. So we'll see what happens here. Interesting news, Dave. I hope that I know that the Free Staters and the Liberty activists in New Hampshire have been somewhat active to assist with the whole situation with Reno. And I'm wondering that if this goes back to trial for the jury tampering charge, will we see some jury nullification outreach out in front of the courthouse? I think that might be an interesting, you know, idea to consider.
Yeah, I know you can see a video. Kat Canning went out and did a jury rights demonstration the day they were supposed to go to trial. Yeah, I think the day they were supposed to go to trial, one of the days they were supposed to go to trial. Actually, I think it was Reno's hearing or something like that when there was going to be jury selection for Reno's canceled trial.
I think
she was out there. There's video of that on YouTube by Biker Bill.
This is one of the most, I think it's one of the most effective and easy to do forms of activism out there. This jury nullification outreach.
You stand outside the courtroom?
The courthouse.
Okay. Courthouse. Yeah. Courthouse, I guess.
Exactly, and you have like brochures and posters and things like that to that FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, actually has available free on their website, or you can of course buy some pre-printed ones from them. But FIJA.org is their website, and they'll tell you about how to go about this. It's pretty simple. You just show up before the jury does. The juries usually have to be at court by a certain time, so you know they're going to be arriving usually within a half an hour before that time frame. So you just simply arrive before they're supposed to be there, a half hour early. You stand there for a half an hour. You hit as many people that are walking into the courthouse as possible. You're going to get some of the bureaucrats, but that's okay too. And you hit them with as many of the brochures as you can get them to take. And then hopefully they're going into this jury selection process, which if you've ever been to jury selection process, you know, is so boring. You just have to sit there and wait. You know, so you have to bring something to read or something to occupy you to help pass the time in there. And if somebody didn't bring something to read, having that FIJA brochure sure is going to be interesting to them. It's going to be something for them to look at while they're just sitting there. So I think it's really
effective.
I believe
Chris brought the FIJA pamphlets in with him to the area where he was being questioned. He didn't get chosen. Chris is my brother, but I didn't establish that.
Yes. So I know, Dave, you've done a little bit of Fully Informed Jury outreach, have you not?
Yeah, I have a Wookiee costume left over from the Ron Paul Rebel Alliance activities, and so I took the costume out in front of Hillsborough Superior Court in Manchester, and we demonstrated there.
I think that's brilliant.
Handed out flyers and stuff.
I think that's pretty particularly brilliant because it's going to get extra attention because it's unusual. There's a guy in a Wookiee costume out in front of the courthouse handing out flyers. Awesome. You know, you're going to have to don it again when the weather gets cool enough. And, Dave, keep up the great work out there, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the scoop. 800-259-9231. Keep up with Dave's adventures up here in New Hampshire by going to RidleyReport.com, and we continue more Free Talk Live in moments.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com.
Webex.com and try Webex free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. Webex, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to Webex.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. It's Kevin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Hey. I've got a quick point to make and then a question.
All right.
The first thing I want to say is my wife, I was trying to convince my wife today to take a picture and put it on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Uh-huh.
And she brought up a point which I've seen echoed on the DDS before, but some of the female listeners are actually looking at the Shrine and thinking, you know, that it has to be a risque photo.
Right.
And I wanted to let people know what the Shrine is about, that the Shrine is also used for you guys to show radio stations that the show is attractive to the female audience.
This is true.
I have a picture on the Shrine, and I am wearing all my clothes.
Well, the vast majority of the women on the Shrine are wearing all of their clothes.
You know,
and are not.
To some extent, it's what you say. To some extent, it's an allowance for women to show off their picture. And some women know that if they show more skin, they're going to get their picture looked at more.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, there's
nothing wrong with that.
That's the way that is.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you that those are the pictures that are looked at a bit more. I don't know, but I can tell you that there's some beautiful women with their clothes on in the Shrine, and some beautiful women with their clothes off, and that's the way that is.
But yes, it is. The original idea was to have something to prove that women actually do listen
and
to this program,
that they care about it,
care about the show enough to go through the hassle of taking a photo specifically for the Shrine. And you know, back in the original days, we actually would just allow them to send any old picture in. But now it's now the rules are a little more strict. And it's good because it shows that women listen to this program. Certainly, they're not the majority of the listeners. We would like that to be the case, but it's not. Talk radio is just generally not listened to by women. It's kind of this stigma that talk radio has attached to it. And so one of the purposes of the Shrine, as you pointed out so rightly, is that to show that not all talk radio has to exclude women. In fact, we do our best to embrace them by giving them a special place on our website and also giving them preference when they call in on the phones.
Absolutely. And the second thing I wanted to bring up was yesterday you guys were talking about intellectual property and the movie industry, and I'm actually blown away that Mark couldn't find a more creative way that movies would work, being that he earns his income on selling ads. And I've noticed that with a lot of the big-budget movies, there's more and more ad placements. You see this in TV and movies themselves, more and more product placements.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that as the market would shift more less from the people watching the movie more to the people advertised in it, the revenue model would change, even though the big-budget movies would still be in demand and produced.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I think that There's so much advertising out there that it diminishes its value. Sure, one can look at a movie after it's been produced and know, yeah, this was a great idea. But as you know, M&M's passed up E.T. And you know, ended up with Reese's Pieces because the people at M&M Mars didn't want to take the risk because, you know, it's just another alien movie.
But look what it did for E.T. or for Reese's.
It put Reese's on the map, and that's the reason I'm using it as an example. But you know, that's true, but there's all kinds of advertising. They are inundated with advertising options, and you just don't know. Advertising is not a science. You can't say, put your product in front of 10,000 people or 100,000 or 10 million or whatever, and you're going to get this kind of return. People tell you that with direct mailers, but you know, it's just an average of what you're going to get back. And with a lot of things like branding ads, for instance, that's what the E.T. movie was. It was branding for because there was no direct response to it. It didn't say, sure, go out and buy Reese's Pieces.
Tell them you saw it on E.T. and get a $5. You
know. Right. It wasn't anything like that. And branding is even more difficult to do because you just don't know if it's working and you know,
okay,
how
you've
well
got
it goes.
A lot of concerns, Mark, and that's understandable. It's just one possible source of revenue for a movie. We also mentioned the serial aspect where you could release it in chapters and fundraise essentially to create the next chapters. That's if you're really scraping for cash. And there was actually something that you sent me recently, and you're welcome to comment on this, Kevin, but Mark sent me a link to a little mini-series on the Internet called Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog.
It's awesome.
And well, now listen to Mark gush about this. He wrote this email about how great this was, and it was the funniest thing he'd seen. And
Captain Hammer sucks.
I think it was Captain Hammer.
Something Hammer.
And so I went and I watched it, and it was cute. It was entertaining. It was very professionally done. And
it has the guy from Doogie Howser on it.
It has Neil Patrick Harris, as well as a handful of other somewhat known actors that they're getting work these days, at least. And so I went and I read the note from the director, Joss Whedon. Now, Joss Whedon is
heard
the
that name.
Firefly.
He did Firefly, he did Serenity, he also did, of course, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that's really where I think he made his name. He also did a few other pretty big productions out there. So this guy's a known Hollywood name, and what he said in the letter from the director is that this cost them next to nothing. They did it on a shoestring budget, and he was hoping that they'd be able to make some money off of it. It's kind of like an experimental thing, basically. He's, you know, putting it out there. He's putting his money on the line, essentially, to try this new kind of distribution method out. And he was talking about maybe releasing it on DVD or having downloadable episodes. But they gave the thing away first in order to generate the interest in it, and now they're going to try to monetize it after the fact. The reason I give that as an example is, number one, Mark was really, really excited about it and really enjoyed it.
But the funny part about it is, I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't know that it was a blog. I thought that was just one little short. I thought I'd seen the whole thing and the experience.
There were three parts. You didn't watch all three parts?
I only saw the one part where he starts doing his video blog and then goes.
So you didn't see what happened to the girl?
Controls the truck. Well, yeah, she got pushed in the garbage.
Oh, no. No, no, you need to watch parts 2 and 3, and you're probably going to have to pay to watch them now, Mark, because I think they took them down from the free zone on the website. It's Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog if you want to see what this is about. And it's just short little, you know, 10-minute segments. Mm-hmm. The whole thing totals maybe 40 minutes long after you've watched the entire thing. But the reason I bring it up is because it shows that certain talent is willing to work for less. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris, he's a pretty big name. I mean, he's not Tom Cruise.
No,
but he's a name. People know who he is when they see him. And he was willing to work for peanuts, basically, doing this film. And so you're
concerned, he did it because it's new.
Whatever the reason is, it goes to back up what we were talking about last night when you were all concerned that, our actors won't make what they're making today. And you know what? Apparently, that's okay with some of them because some people got into the acting business to act and have fun and make money having fun. Like we got into the radio business to make money having fun. Same reason some actors did that. So a lot of actors are going to continue on acting because it's what they love to do, even if it means they're not going to be making $30 million and only be making $300,000 or $30,000.
When you mentioned that there were three episodes to this and they totaled 40 minutes, the first thing that I thought to myself was, well, one of my listeners, I'm sure, has recorded it and will send me the next two episodes.
You can likely get it on torrent.
Therefore,
sure
I will get it for free. The first thing that I thought within a microsecond of you mentioning it was, how am I going to be able to watch this and not have to pay the people who did it money? And, you know, you've got these two warring things that people want. People want
if
for themselves.
Want more of it, you know,
they
want
to be able to make money off their ideas and their creativity and the work
Kevin
that they put into it. And at the same time, because you want me to shut up because I'm destroying
your
point.
No, you're not doing anything like that. Kevin, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking on a different side. I'm a programmer by profession, and I'm really big into the free software and the open source movement. And one of the things there was, how do you make money when your product is free? And one of the big things we did is support services around the product. And I know it's not exactly the same thing there, but I am...
Well, programming is math, Kevin. It's difficult, to my mind, to decide that someone can copyright math. If you force another programming company to, instead of 2 plus 2, they have to create some long string of numbers that 3 plus 1 minus 5...
That's not what he was getting at. He was just talking about how they monetize something that everyone was saying, how can you make money off of this?
Making the point that programming is math.
There was the idea that the only way to make money on software was to sell, like, per-copy licenses.
Right.
And the open source movement has proven time and again that that's not true. With, for instance, MySQL just got bought out by Sun for $1 billion.
So
I mean, the support services and continuance there, there's revenue models that aren't immediately apparent.
Right. And so what you're going to see happen here, and maybe you should pay attention to the Dr. Horrible experience, Mark, to see what happens with it. And Kevin, thank you for the call. What you're seeing here is people in the Hollywood industry, they're already trying to branch out, and they're trying to experiment with new ways to monetize this new distribution method known as the Internet. Will they make money on this? That remains to be seen.
I'm sure they will. They'll figure something out. Figure something out because things are changing.
If they make money, it's because people voluntarily went and paid for it because they liked what they saw and they wanted to see more. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.